Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Jim, do you know it has 8 arms, 4 heads, amazing taste in music, and is really good at juggling?
Of course, Patrick. Everyone knows our interns. Okay, Patrick, where would we be without our interns?
Way up a creek, without a paddle. We'd be marooned, drowned by now.
Yeah.
It'd be over. We would not be here. It wouldn't happen.
When you say, am I still talking? I mean, I assume we'd still be talking, but nobody would hear it, right?
No.
It
wouldn't be... Nobody would be listening.
That's right.
Be talking to ourselves.
Yeah. So the point is, listeners, if not for these interns, you wouldn't hear this quality entertainment every day. And so you should really be grateful for all that they do as we are, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
And so one of the things we do here on Rockin' the Suburbs, I'm Jim Lenihan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
Is once a month we turn the show over to them, essentially.
Yep.
And they tell us about some new music that they have discovered in the previous month. And that's what we're going to do today.
It's rapidly becoming one of my very favorite things about this podcast that we do, as you said, Jim, every day. And just to hear what they say in such an eclectic way, as I think I probably say this every month, but we never, a lot of this stuff would never come across our radar. So this is all part of casting our net wide for new music. And four of the coolest people we know are about to give you recommendations.
I love it too. And also, I really try to refrain from listening to the songs before we're recording, like right now, like, you know, I want to hear
it
in real time as much as possible. So that's really fun.
Totally.
Okay. So it's first come, first serve here.
That's right.
We play whoever had the first, send in their pick first. And that would be Mary Edelberg. And so here she is.
Greetings, Suburbs Pod. This is intern Mary with my August pick of the month. First of all, I'd like to start out by saying thank you to everyone for all of your well wishes as me and my husband traveled across the country. We have made it safely, and thank you very much. Now, on to the music. This month, my pick is from Madame Gandhi. So this is a new artist for me, and she released a remix album. So it's a little bit of a cheat called Visions Remixed. And I'm really just gonna read her webpage to you. Madame Gandhi is an artist and an activist whose mission is to celebrate gender liberation. She has toured drumming for MIA, Thievery Corporation, and most recently, Oprah on her 2020 Vision Stadium tour with Morning Dance Party Daybreaker. She has been listed as a Forbes 30 Under 30 member and is a 2020 TED Fellow. Her uplifting music and talks have been critically acclaimed by the New York Times, Billboard, NPR, and more. I just really like her sound, and the music has a really powerful message, and I think you guys will dig it. So check out Visions Remixed. If I had to pick a song, I'd say Waiting for Me or See Me Through. I hope you guys are staying safe out there and keep rocking the suburbs.
Love will free us. I'm living in the wild now. When you taste freedom, you're not trying to get tied down. Hear it in the words I say and the way I walk. I'm a part of their lives now. I've been living in the wild now. When you taste freedom, you're not trying to get tied down. See it in the way I think and the food I eat. I'm a part of their lives now. In our minds with drugs and liquor, knowing that we'll die off quicker. All our people getting sicker, can't afford organic stickers. Sorrow makes your wallet thicker. We must see the bigger picture. Women who have come before us, mothers, sisters,
all right, there you go.
Wow, cool
Madame
stuff.
Gandhi. And I figured that's something that you would really like. It just seems to have the kind of beats and flavor that you enjoy so much.
Totally like that a lot. And I really liked a couple things about it. One, I like the way it started off with those kind of icy kind of keyboards, yet mm-hmm. the percussion was really warm and really right up in there and very snappy and dry. And I think that's a really cool effect. Also, I love it when artists use some kind of pre-recorded spoken word. Maybe it's a sample from a speech or movie, or maybe their own voice, you know, kind of recorded in a speech way, and then they layer that into the song like we heard right there. Just yep. one line or two lines. I think that's so great. So, everything about that was fantastic. I want to hear the other suggestion, See Me Through, as well. So,
yeah, really very good. Cool.
Yeah, and as Mary said, we want to also let everybody know that she is safely on the West Coast now yep. and made the whole trek during these rough times from the East to the West. So glad her and her husband made it.
Yeah, it's so great.
She's not all that far from Sammy now.
No, that's right. So. I know. Really wonderful thing. So, okay. Yeah. All right, next up is intern Sam, mm-hmm. Sam Lisker, who's been very busy lately in his day job.
Good Lord,
but
he has.
Still able to do his Suburbs Pod work. I don't know how he does it.
Me neither.
So here we go. Here's Sam's pick.
Hey, Jim and Patrick, Sammy, Mary, Matt, and fellow Rockin' the Suburbs listeners. This is intern Sam with my August 2020 new music pick. A song that I revisited often throughout the month was My Future by Billie Eilish. I am cheating a little bit with this one because it was actually released on July 30th. Now, after the release of her first record, When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go? I did not consider myself a Billie Eilish fan at first. I didn't enjoy it, to put it bluntly, and her singing style is certainly different. Obviously, the album has grown on me since then. Now, in her R&B and jazz-fueled My Future, Billie's signature style really shines. I mean, it's so good. The track starts off slow as Billie reflects on the past and builds into a more lively tempo as she thinks about her future. This song gave me a whole new appreciation for Eilish and her brother and co-producer Finneas O'Connell. I remember a short time ago watching a interview between Billie and Finneas, and I just remember being blown away at the way they produce songs, the way they write songs. It's pretty remarkable how they're able to just crank out hit after hit. Anyways, going back to the single, she delivered a really good live performance of this track during the virtual Democratic National Convention. And no matter where you align politically, I highly recommend you watch this performance. It was really, really good. And I can't wait to see what's next for Billie Eilish. So that's my pick. Thank you all so much for listening. Keep social distancing and keep rocking the suburbs.
All right, there you go, Billie Eilish. The thing that strikes me about that song is how, like, 70s it sounds to me. Mm. Like, it has that, you know, it starts with that slow ballady kind of thing, but with, mm-hmm. like, an electric piano sort of mm-hmm. behind it. And then it kind of turns into, like, a disco song.
Yeah,
you know?
That's when I liked it the most, when it picked up the tempo. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. So, cool pick.
Yeah, very cool. Thank you, Sam. And, you know, like you said, Jim, Sam's been working real hard during this all this time with all these politics and things. He works as a reporter on the Hill, Capitol Hill, that is. And man, I don't know how he gets it done, but we got to take our hats off to him every single day and
Absolutely.
Thank him for his work.
Good man. All right. Okay, next up is intern Matt. Matt Windler.
Right.
And here we go.
Hey, Jim and Patrick, interns and listeners, intern Matt here. Hope everyone had as good of a summer as possible given the state of the world right now. For my August pick, I'm going with The Killers' new record, Imploding the Mirage. It's their sixth studio album, although I kind of fell off with their previous two records. I gave them both a couple of plays at the time, but they didn't really stick. This feels like a return to form to me. Imploding the Mirage is anthemic, it's synthy and hooky, lots of Springsteen-esque songs of escape. It reminds me a lot of their third album, Day and Age. I wouldn't say it's anything revolutionary for them. Rather, it feels very familiar in a great way. Since their last two albums didn't do a lot for me, it kind of feels like getting new Killers tunes for the first time in 10 years. It's great for belting out around the house while doing chores. For a song, go with the single Caution. Brandon Flowers' vocals are amazing as always. It's propulsive, the chorus booms, and it finishes with a guitar solo from Lindsey Buckingham. Anyway, that's all for August. I'll catch you folks next month. Cheers.
All right, there you go, The Killers.
Nice. I like the similar to Billie Eilish. I like that one when it kicked in a little bit.
Yeah,
totally
cool. Agree. I don't know what you think of The Killers. I've always kind of liked them. You know, mm-hmm. I wouldn't say. I think I have their first two albums. I think. And I know that there's some people who don't like sort of the big sound, that big sort of arena rock sound that they have. But I think of it like this. Here's what I think of The Killers.
Okay,
they're like a Snickers bar.
Okay.
Which is that you kind of know what it's going to taste like. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like you've had it before. You know what it's going to be like. It's really dense. There's a lot of stuff packed in there, right? But somebody kind of, you know, figured out like what's the right combination of these flavors to make it something that every once in a while you just have to have it. Do you know what I'm saying?
I like that. Yeah.
You're not going to eat it every day.
Right.
Because, you know, I hope not. You know,
right.
Right. Because it's just so much. It's like a heavy thing, right? Mm-hmm. But you know, every once in a while, you just got to have that Snickers bar. And that's kind of what I got to think about with The Killers, right?
I like that. I think that's perfect. Yeah, absolutely. I was impressed by the lyrics. I like the. She never had any diamonds on the sole of her shoe. I thought that was a very clever kind of a Paul Simon reference thrown in there. It was nice.
All right. We have one more here to get to.
Yep.
This is intern Sammy.
Yep.
All right. And be careful because the artist she talks about in this recording sounds very similar to her name. Don't be thrown off by that. All right.
Okay.
Hello, Rockin' the Suburbs community, fellow interns Mary, Matt, and Sam, and of course Jim and Patrick. For the month of August, I am officially picking Samia's new album, The Baby. I first came across Samia when she released the song Someone Tell the Boys, which I really loved. So I was very excited to find out that she released this album. And the whole album is really good. There's a song called Is There Something in the Movies that is just like so emotional and her voice is so fantastic. But the song that I'm going to pick that you play is Big Wheel, which is a song about friendships and avoiding confrontation. And she just like has a really good way of both lyrically and vocally expressing like the emotions that she's going through. It just like with lyrics like I've got bug bites on my legs and I've got coffee in the morning and my mama in the night and I've got bad news, but I didn't fight. And it's just really fantastic and I hope you enjoy. So stay well and keep rocking the suburbs.
I got bug bites on my legs. I got two friends who look alike. I got coffee in the morning and my mama in the night. And I got bad news, but I didn't fight. I got bad news, but I didn't fight. I got a big wheel in Montana, and he told me yesterday that a year ago he looked me in the eyes and lied to me. Got an old friend in Japan, she's been mad at me before. It's just that she and I have got nothing in common anymore. He feels bad for doing what he did that night. She bought new shoes in Tokyo. And I got bad news, but I didn't fight. I got bad news, but I didn't fight.
Wow, that is really nice.
That was very pretty. Her voice is wonderful.
Yes.
I mean, I'm really glad Sammy pointed out some of those lyrics because I might have been distracted by listening to her voice. I mean, so well recorded. And nothing really, you know, there's a lot of elements going on in there, like quiet, you know, sort of a one note guitar, little bit of a riff there, some drums, some keyboards, some all kinds of stuff. Yet nothing overwhelmed each other. It was really, really well put together. And I gotta say, normally, when stuff's really glossy and polished like that, I don't really like it that much. But that I really, really liked.
I liked it too. I really loved the production on the chorus there
too. Yeah, me
too. Where it just expands. I really, yes, I like this a lot.
That was impressive.
I'm not familiar with this artist. And
no, me neither. It's not Sammy. It's Samia.
There you go. Samia. S-A-M-I-A. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this album, The Baby, is her debut album, but she's got a lot of previous music, you know, singles and so on from before then. And I think that's sort of the modern way, I think, with a lot of artists.
Without a doubt.
Just record a song and put it out there and get some feedback and, you know, kind of keep that cycle going. But you can tell that she's built up a following because I always look at, on Spotify at least, I always look at the monthly listeners. To me, that's kind of an indication as to how, you know, the size of their following or how popular they kind of are right now. And even, you know, with this debut album just coming out, she's already up to almost half a million monthly listeners, right?
That's so she's impressive. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So she's been doing something right.
Well, I think you're right, Jim. I think that is a really interesting modern metric of how popular somebody is. And half a million is more than, say, 79. So it's a lot.
Okay. So cool. Excellent picks from everyone.
Yeah, really great. Thank you guys all so much. And warms my heart just to hear their voices every month. And I love it when they shout out to each other, too. They keep the intern fraternity strong. Yeah, it's great.
It's so great. It's really fun. All right. Okay, so what we're going to do here is for tomorrow's episode, we're going to take a little break from the new music. And then we'll get back to that next week. So next week, we'll have the listener new music picks, an undetermined number of episodes. I still have to go through all of that. We'll figure that out. Mm-hmm. We also are taking Labor Day off. We deserve it.
Labor Day is something we deserve. Yeah, yes, we're going to take a little break.
So new music will come back on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Then you ask, well, what is tomorrow? Tomorrow's going to be a fun episode.
Oh, it's worth taking a break from the new music for this. It really is.
It's an interview we recorded recently with new friends of ours. They're a band out of Indiana called Frank Muffin.
Yes.
And you're going to enjoy that. And because of matters we don't really need to get into, but it involves production schedules and whatnot, it just happens to fall right here at the end of this week. So that's why we're taking a little break from the new music. We'll come back to that next week. But listen to Frank Muffin tomorrow.
Yeah, absolutely. And it gives our listeners a little bit more time to get their calls in. So we hope everyone did that as we speak. And as we speak now, and we'll repeat this, going into next week's listener new music call, start thinking about September and when the new records start coming out this month, just make some notes. And you know, like I said, and Jim has said, whatever, you know, something sticks out to you, help our community learn about it. We're trying to cast a wide net. So,
yep. All right, let's get out of here. Let's get to that interview tomorrow.
Okay.
It's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
We'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Toy over here, Shadow. Come here.
Yes, Shadow.
Put it up. There we
there
go.
He's got is. The toy. Great job, Shadow. Oh.
He wants to play. All right.
What a good boy.
In a little bit. I'm almost done. Okay.